This is life. This is it. How are things for you right now? Just feeling fully. How is it to be alive fully in this moment as you are, as it is? What is easily noticeable, and what else is also fully here? Letting the body be fully heavy. Letting the body have a little bit more room. To be fully here as it is. Not your body. The you that you feel didn't make that body. But we experience it fully. Feeling how the body is not only fully heavy, but also there's lightness here and there. Like when the lungs fill with air with the in-breath, when we breathe in, for example. How is it to breathe in? Fully taste in breath. What is the texture in the mind? What is the texture of the thoughts? Fully to taste that as it is. Also something that we don't know what it is, how to create it, where it comes from, but we can fully experience a thought. And the texture of our inside. to lick it, to taste it, not to think about it necessarily. How is it? And how is it to allow our capacity to fully let it be known? How is the inner atmosphere? How are the thoughts just now? Is there speed? Is it slow? Is there tightness? Openness? Is it going out in many directions? Is it sticking to one point? Repetitive, free, quiet, talking. Just with an emphasis, feeling how it is to be able to feel that there is thinking, that there is an atmosphere or a mood inside. And how is it with that inner world that we can taste? Somehow, without words, we can taste. It's bitter, salty, sour, sweet. Maybe a mixture, etc., whatever it is. It's not yours, you don't own it, but you can taste it. It is happening. How is that inner world feeling with what's happening outside? Just how is it? How is it happening this morning in your living experience? Sometimes in anyone's experience, it may be feeling friendly. Sometimes in anyone's experience, it may feel unfriendly. Sometimes it may feel like not much. Sometimes intense, a lot, too much. Sometimes even harmony. Sometimes controlled, sometimes free, sometimes overwhelming. Something in a human being can sometimes feel that, receive that, know that. It's easy or hard, for example. For a while, we can have the chance this morning, if you will, if you wish, just to play with what is called emotion, for a few minutes. So first noticing if there is any easy to feel emotion that's not overwhelming just now. Whether boredom, loneliness, happiness, sadness, shame, anger, frustration, excitement, insecurity, nervousness, pride, self-hatred. We've all felt all of this. Is there enough of a taste of anything like that or anything other than that? That's not too strong, but also possible to feel. And if not, if you wish, would you be open to feel a memory of something like that? Maybe standing in line feeling a bit of impatience or excitement or peace. And then how do we know that we're feeling a feeling? Even if it's numbness, no feeling. Being in a hurry, being angry, whatever. And if we could invite, it may not come, but could we invite friendliness? So now, next to us, the holidays are over and the work has begun again next door. And there's work to be done and there's a friendly energy. Relaxed, and there's work to be done. We can be ourselves and get into the fullness of our experience. Just as they are digging, we can allow digging. To dig, to go into, to go deeper. To be curious. And let a natural digging, that means to take some earth away and go deeper, to go deep. Together. So friendliness in that there's not any emotion that only you have felt. There's not any emotion that we haven't all felt at some point. We've all felt it all. And we also don't quite know what it is. It's a human being situation and energy. That's part of being fully alive, that we can fully receive. For now, to practice, I would prefer that it's not too intense or overwhelming, but easy to feel and not taking over, if possible. If it takes over and it's a difficult or negative, maybe change channels and feel belly or feet or your deep wish, may I rest in love or whatever, for a while, for the rest of the day maybe. So first we can acknowledge, we can say yes, there is emotion sometimes that we can feel sometimes. And then we can question, what is it? Take away the word, the associations, the past, the memories, the idea, the image, and feel. Is it in the chest? Is it in the belly? Is it in the back? Is it in the skin? Is it anywhere? Maybe it is somewhere, maybe it isn't. Maybe it is everywhere. There's not a right answer. I'm just opening the field. Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it tight? Is it wide? Does it point out? Does it pull in? Is it speedy or stuck or all of that? Without a name now, if possible. And we have all felt it, so together we can go inside the feeling. Past our ideas about the feeling, that I shouldn't be angry or that I should be angry or whatever. What is what we call anger or fear, insecurity, excitement, happiness, whatever? What is it just now that I did call one moment ago by a name? What is it now? Does it move? Etc. Your own confidence, playfulness, willingness to gamble, to just feel it. To gently step into it. Is there a shape to it or not? Is there a color to it or not? Or many colors or what? Is it dark? Are you blind there? You can't see. Is there a voice or not? How easy is it to feel, or do you immediately get thrown out? Can't feel it. That's part of the situation that happens to us as human beings. Not your fault. Not wrong. Not right. Just is. And if we take that shape or not shape, that color or no color, whatever it may be, that experience, that we can fully receive and let it be, without any answer, without any solution, feeling tenderly with friendship, if we can kind of take it and let it float in, maybe there's nothing wrong here. Maybe there's also something right here in okayness for a while. Let it float. That means that it doesn't go underwater. It goes to the top where it can breathe. And you can let go a bit. Let it be held in okayness. Okayness anyway. Even if it's very important, even if it's unimportant, even if it's very hot, even if it's hard to feel, or too cold, or whatever. And now the whole thing, including your resistance, your no, your don't want to feel it, don't want it to be here, all of that package, let it float. Or the wish, may it float in okayness. But if we could sense a way of kind of taking it and giving it to okay anyway already, somehow. So including not okay, kind of freaking out, even that. What if? And why not? Let it be given into okayness already anyway, because it is. And we didn't make it, and we can't stop it. And everyone's felt it. And many people are feeling that just now on the planet. Here it is. Even if it's peace that is beyond understanding, let it be given into okayness. In the words of Stephen Levine, may it float in a sea of softness as it is. So a great not knowing, we don't know if there's something wrong, if there's something that needs to be done or not. We don't know if there's something right or not. We don't know how to make it or what it's made of. We don't know how to get rid of it or if it needs to be gotten rid of, or if there's something, a diamond in the middle, something precious, an intelligence. But we can feel the aliveness in the very fact that we can't control it. In the very fact that we can receive the qualities of it. We are shown in our own experience, we can feel in our own experience, not in control, alive, and here we still are. Maybe there's a way. In harmony of harmony, in tenderness. To come to an understanding, to come to friendship, to come to creativity, to come into freedom, through living it fully. Gently, patiently, quietly, intensely, in the sense of not holding back and not pushing, not making it louder, not listening to any story whatsoever about it, any story. Another kind of words may come in the living it fully, maybe. And where can we, so to speak, sit where it's not too hot, not too cold? How could we situate ourselves? How could we let it be held in already okayness? Not mine, not my fault, not to my credit. I didn't make it, and here it is. Doesn't make me better or worse a person. Here it is. And feeling with this, may there be love, felt love. May there be silence, a felt, delicious silence, powerful silence, simple silence. Two. May there be nakedness with it, to discover what it is, what it isn't, and what else is there. May there be peace and harmony. Even if it's beyond me, may there be peace and harmony with it. through it, because of it, despite it. Even though it is, may there be peace and harmony. And within it, because of it, through it, with its help, may there be peace and harmony. Thank you. Whatever it is, for helping me feel that I'm not fully in control, but am fully alive. And I'm not who I thought I should be, who I thought I was, and don't need to be that. And then, if possible, very important, let it go and tune into what isn't emotion. Lower belly, feet, sound, ground. May I rest in love. May there be ease. Or whatever way feels like coming home and keep going to the horizon. Whatever feels more you than yourself. More important than anything else to stay true to. Why not? Stay true. More important than protection of myself that I don't know what myself is. More important than fear, more important than being right or showing or knowing. Fully alive in itself, in the aliveness itself. With whatever helps to stay true and simple and really here. Where any reaction is allowed and also not the most important or only thing that's going on. Just a reaction that so happens. And so like the sounds, the reactions also, it could be like lying down next to a stream, a small river that has its own song. Its own voice, its own sounds. Resting softly inward. Into your true heart. It happens by itself. All of this happens by itself, and we can let it. Even when we can't. Noticing if and when your attention goes to one area, whether outside or inside. And just the possibility of resting, if possible, and opening the attention out or bringing it somewhere else that feels good and simple.